Good morning. Welcome for morning prayer. My name is Claire, and I'm going to be sharing the Word of God. So today is a Saturday, and I was given the liberty of choosing any verse that I want, and I would like us to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, from verse 23. Yeah, Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23 to 26. And it's going to be from the Chapel Bibles. It's on page 973. And the title of the message is Jesus Calms the Storm. So verse 23 says, "When he got into the boat and his disciples followed him, suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we are going to drown.' Then he replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him?'" So I chose this portion of scripture because I many a times identify myself with apostles. Whenever I face some challenge, and sometimes I have to ponder and ask myself, is Christ actually sleeping in this situation, or is my faith the one that is sleeping? And I thought I would share my thoughts, a few thoughts on this. Just like we have seen, Jesus and his disciples had finished having a great ministry with many miracles manifesting. And then they got on to the boat to go to the other side where they are aboard. But in the midst of their journey, they encountered a very strong storm. And in this storm, Jesus was sleeping peacefully while his disciples were panicking. And they attempted to awake him up, saying, "Lord, show us, we perish." But he said to them, "Oh, you fearful and of little faith." And then he just arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. So that is why I said sometimes we have to wonder. The disciples had already witnessed the miracles of Jesus. They knew that while Jesus is with them, they are able to experience great miracles, see things that in their own human nature they were not able to do, like the lame walking, the blind eyes seeing, you know, the people with leprosy getting healed. But then a circumstance happens and the winds come and they have forgotten all about Jesus' ability to calm the storm, any storm in life for that matter. And he is sleeping. Was Jesus not aware that there was a storm while he's sleeping? I don't know what, if we all know what a storm is, if someone is sleeping in a storm, even if you're sleeping in your bed and you hear the wind outside, you're tempted to wake up and get to know what it, the sound of the storm itself and the wind will wake you up. And I'm sure Jesus knew that there was something going on, but he remained sleeping, probably to see whether they would be in position to exercise that great faith that they had just witnessed. But he kept on sleeping until they woke him up. He had given them an opportunity to be able to speak to the storm, exercise that faith, because he had been previously teaching them. But alas, they forgot that because they were with Jesus, they could do what he could do, and they woke him up. And when he woke up, the first thing he said, he rebuked them and told them, "Oh, ye fearful and of little faith." So this brought me thinking, how often have I disappointed Jesus in certain times when I thought that maybe he's not caring, he doesn't care that what I'm going through is bad. How many times have I disappointed him by not having the faith to know that he's with me regardless of whatever I'm going through, and not to worry, actually, to put whatever I'm going through into his able hands. So this is also teaching us that Christ himself never grows weary, he never slumbers, and he never sleeps. As the psalmist says very well in Psalms 121, 3, 4, that even though he was sleeping in the boat, it didn't mean that he didn't care. So the picture of the sleeping Jesus is actually a picture that shows us whether sleeping Christ is the inability to help us, or is it our fading awareness of his presence. So whenever we are going through certain circumstances, we need to ask ourselves that question. Is it our fading awareness of the Master in our lives, or is it his inability to help us overcome every circumstance? And this example of the disciples in the boat and the storm clearly shows that Christ is with us in every circumstance, no matter his presence, no matter how we feel about his presence, not feeling that he's with us, he is with us. And I think our response towards every storm in life is to remind ourselves that Christ is with us, that our conscious of him being with us shouldn't fade, but actually should grow more as we realize that he is with us. He may be sleeping, but he can actually be awakener and comes to our rescue. So our consciousness of Christ is strengthened through various things, and that is the fellowship with him in prayer. Prayer is not just a mere act of asking for things through Christ, but it's a communion, it's an intercourse of us with him to guide us in life. That is why the Lord's Prayer says, Lord, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I usually personalize this prayer. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in my life. And that is what really prayer is. It is a two-way communication. It's not about us asking God, presenting our request to him, which is a good thing, but it's just one little aspect of prayer. Prayer encompasses a lot of things. Also, reading the word, Christ speaks to us through his word. When we read the word makes sure that we have that consciousness, that assuredness that we have Christ with us. It is through his word that we can commune with him and know what he desires of our lives. And then also having daily meditation in the presence of God. All that contributes to our inward confidence that no matter what storm we are facing, Christ is with us, regardless of the fact that we are seeing him physically or not. We can feel him with our spirit and then have our faith flourish in any circumstance that may be really hard to navigate. So instead of wasting precious time waking the master up like the disciples, I think Jesus is teaching us to draw confidence from the fact that he's already in the boat, that he's with us, and that we need to cultivate his abiding presence daily with our daily spiritual practices that he has graciously given unto us, like prayer, reading the word, and meditation, and worship as well. So my encouragement to us this morning is that let Christ remain awake in our lives every hour, every day. Let's guard our fellowship with him. I mean, we are people who are interconnected. Fellowship with each other is very important. But I think the fellowship, the communion with Christ should be number one. If we are to examine ourselves, how much time do we give to God and how much time do we give to our friends and family? Is there a balance? Which one suffers more? Yeah, so I had to ask myself this question. Do I give God 5 minutes? Give myself maybe many hours and friends and family? And which one matters most when we are navigating through life challenges? That is a question for you and me to ponder. Just really to think about how much time we give God in personal prayer and reflection. So the greatest miracle, once again, is not merely that the storm becomes calm, but that our hearts remain calm before the storm ever changes. So what is my final exhortation? Let us have daily fellowship with God. It strengthens our consciousness of Christ. And when storms arise, we shouldn't fear, but have our confidence in the abiding presence of Christ, because he has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. Avoid distractions as much as we can. I mean, we have to work, we have to socialize, but sometimes we have to socialize on the internet, but again, we have to also be conscious that we have a responsibility as children of God to grow in faith with our Maker. So when my faith is strong, my spirit is steadfast, and every storm will bow down before the authority of Jesus Christ, and I shall walk in peace, boldness, victory all the days of my life. And as I end this morning prayer, I have a song that I'd like us to listen to. It's a reminder of us cultivating our relationship with Christ. Breakfast will soon be served shortly. And have a nice day.